Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to another week with the Wayne Allen Root Show. Lots going on. Today is Monday, the 3rd of May. Welcome to the month of May. Friday was the last day of April, so I haven't been with you in May 2021. Great to be with you for the next 3 hours. Lots of things going on in the world today to tell you about. And, I thought the best thing of the whole weekend was Mitt Romney getting booed at the Utah Republican Convention. The crowd booed him unmercifully. Some people screamed traitor. Other people screamed communist. Mitt Romney was so sickened he wanted to puke. He stood at the podium and said, "You're a disgrace. You're embarrassing yourselves. What a horrible scene." And I don't know if he's a communist. I don't know if he's a traitor. I know he's a piece of garbage. And he helped to defeat Trump world with scumbags. Because you and Liz Cheney are scum of the earth, and not one of you can ever get reelected if your lives depended on it. You've destroyed your careers. You've ruined your careers. You are no more. You are canceled. We have our own cancel culture. You're canceled. I have a hatred for Mitt Romney and a hatred for Liz Cheney, the likes of which I can find no equal. Terrible, terrible, terrible people. And they're getting exactly what they deserve. Latest polls in Wyoming show Liz Cheney couldn't be elected. She could come in third place in a dog catcher race. Terrible, terrible people that hated Trump while he did great things for America, and they were part of the same party. And you know what? In many ways, that makes you worse than Democrats who are communists and traitors. I don't know if Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney are communists and traitors. Democrats are communists and traitors. Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney are, you know what they're like? They're like George Soros, who when he was a young Jew, lived by turning in other Jews and telling them where their money was and their furniture was and their clothing was. That makes George Soros lower than a cockroach. A piece of human garbage, a piece of excrement. And that's the man who's bankrolling the destruction of the United States. Virtually every Democrat candidate was backed with the money of that piece of filth, George Soros. Virtually every district attorney, virtually every police chief, everyone who takes Soros' money becomes a traitor to the United States of America and partners with a man that turned in his fellow Jews to die and be robbed and be enslaved and be raped and be tortured and be abused. That's whose money you're taking. George Scumbag Soros, communist filth who wants to destroy the United States. And these are the kind of people you're dealing with. Here it is. Here's the story that sums up the people you're dealing with. New Zealand Book Festival cancels a Harry Potter event over J.K. Rowling's saying, that's the author of Harry Potter, of course. J.K. Rowling's the woman who wrote Harry Potter. But see, liberals don't believe there's such a thing as a woman. Can't be a woman, you can't be a man. The way you were born doesn't matter. Has no meaning. What's on your birth certificate has no meaning. What's on your driver's license has no meaning to liberals. And the New Zealand Book Festival cancels Harry Potter event over J.K. Rowling saying only women menstruate. Only women have menstrual cycles. Can you imagine? These are the people that are running the world now, making decisions who's canceled and who's not. They want you to believe that men can give birth and that men can have periods. Oh, my God. Harry Potter event canceled at an upcoming book festival in New Zealand over headline-making comments. Best-selling author J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, made in which she said only women can menstruate. Organizers of the Featherston, ironic, isn't it? Perfect name for those organizers. Featherston Booktown Festival in New Zealand, which will be held on May 6th through 9th, have canceled an interactive Harry Potter quiz, which had been very popular at past events. Rowling has faced major backlash by transgender activists for saying only women can menstruate. The author has been labeled a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, a term referring to feminists who are considered too radical for even left-wing feminists, as they do not believe that a biological man is a woman. This is all so much, so hard to take in, so hard to believe, so hard to understand, and really just complicated. It really is true. Republicans, conservatives like me, really do want the world to go back to a simpler time when men were men and women were women. And the men went out and fought wars and killed people to keep America free and safe. And we weren't creating military uniforms for armies of pregnant women, as we're now doing under Joe Biden. The most mixed up, confused things I've ever heard in my entire life, none of which ever work. Nothing liberals believe in. It all sounds nice in theory. None of it ever works. Nothing. If you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know what a joke liberal philosophy is and what fools they're making of themselves. In a lengthy essay Rowling wrote last summer responding to the attack she has received from transgender activists, Rowling said, "I refuse to bow down to a movement that I believe is doing demonstrable harm in seeking to erode women as a political and biological class and offering cover to predators like few before it. It isn't enough for women to be trans allies," she continued. "Women are told they must accept and admit there is no material difference between trans women and themselves. But as many women have said before me, woman is not a costume. Woman is not an idea in a man's head. Woman is not a pink brain, a liking for Jimmy shoes, or any of the other sexist ideas now somehow touted as progressive," Rowling said. "Moreover, the inclusive language that calls female people menstruators and people with vulvas strike many women as dehumanizing and demeaning." Look, I don't even want to go on with this. It's all so ridiculous. Men are men and women are women, and that's the way it is, and that's the end of the story. And we're taking this country back from you freaks and weirdos. This whole country is now being led by freaks and weirdos. And speaking of evil freaks and weirdos, Bill and Melinda Gates getting a divorce, that news just out today after 27 years. You know, every time I ever look at Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, all I ever think of is what unhappy people they look like. The looks on their face say they're incredibly unhappy, and they know the evil they've done, and they know the evil they preach every single day, and they don't even like each other. And as I just tweeted out moments ago, here, I'll get you the exact tweets. I get the words exactly right. As soon as I saw the Melinda and Bill Gates getting divorced, I knew the reason. I put the story out on Parler, and I said, this explains everything. Even $70 billion doesn't help, because liberal men are all Microsoft. Microsoft. And they are, man. What woman could want to be married or date or even have sex with a liberal pansy snowflake? What a joke. You know, and I'm not making fun of gay men. I'm not making fun of trans men. I actually have more respect for both of those than I do liberal straight men. Liberal who brag they're feminists. Liberal men who brag they're feminists. They're such pansies. They're such snowflakes. I don't believe they can even get it up. So, Bill Gates, here's to you, Microsoft. And then former Oregon Democrat House Majority Speaker is arrested for human sex trafficking, which explains everything about Democrats in Oregon. There it is. I knew there was something incredibly wrong with them, something evil, something bizarre, something freaky. And he sums it up. Former Oregon House Speaker, current Clackamas Community College Board Member Dave Hunt has been arrested and charged by Portland police in an undercover sex traffic sting operation. Hunt, a Democrat, voted for the 2011 bill that he's charged under. He was one of eight men cited by human trafficking police. Officers set up a sting using online decoys on unknown human trafficking websites, and Hunt contacted them to arrange payments for sexual acts. Hunt and others were arrested and cited for commercial sexual solicitation. He was the House Majority Leader for Democrats from 2007 to 2009, served as Speaker during 2009 to 2011, and now he's guilty of the very crime, the very law against the crime that he voted for. That's Democrats right there. That sums them all up. They're all freaky. They're all bizarre. They're all freaks of nature, don't believe in normal things. And they want to destroy this nation, and they're doing it minute by minute, second by second. And you know what they're most afraid of more than anything in the world? Did you see over the weekend how many Democrats are losing their minds? How many liberal Republicans like Cindy McCain, John McCain's wife? John McCain, rest in peace. But his former wife, while he was alive, Cindy McCain, saying the election's over. This whole thing in Arizona, this forensic audit's ridiculous. I've never seen people. You know, it's kind of like somebody is murdered, and they blame the husband or the wife. They think maybe the husband murdered his wife. And they say to the husband, how about taking a lie detector test? The husband says, no, why would I ever take a lie detector test? I have no reason to take a lie detector test. You can't make me take a lie detector test. You'll need warrants to make me take a lie detector test. I will never take a lie detector test. You know what that means? He murdered his freaking wife. They stole the election, and they're scared of a forensic audit. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, one of my best friends and fans and constantly listens to the show. He was just listening and sent me a text and said, "Wayne, I'm always with you, but don't we need Mitt Romney if we're gonna win back the Senate? Don't we need a seat? And aren't we gonna need Liz Cheney if we're gonna win back the House?" So I want to give you the answer that I give him. And hopefully he's listening right now so he can hear my answer. First and foremost, Liz Cheney is in the House, not the Senate. We don't even have the House yet. If we're going to win it back, we don't need Liz Cheney to win it back. We're only a couple seats away from winning it back. And I think we're going to do fantastic in 2022. Not that I necessarily think that even means anything anymore, because I think the border's open and Biden has ruined this country in so many ways it may not even matter at this point. If you can ever get this country back, I don't even know. Even if you win in 2022. But obviously, if you don't win in 2022, your country's completely finished. We're cooked. So the goose is cooked. So there's no other chance unless to win in 2022. That's the only chance we've got to hold off until the cavalry comes in 2024. But you don't need Liz Cheney to do it. It's Wyoming. Do you understand? Anyone who beats her in a primary will win that seat. No Democrat is winning that seat. We don't need people like Liz Cheney. And does it really make a difference if the person is voting against you all the time? As I pointed out on this show so many times. You know, a decent Republican that agrees with you 80% of the time, but is fairly moderate and maybe disagrees with you 20, I can live with that. I can live with an electable Republican who's with us most of the time. But I can't live with a Republican who's against us all the time. You know, you talk about Brian Sandoval. He won big twice here. As a Republican in Nevada, twice governor, passed the biggest tax increase in history, gave the most money in history to the schools. The schools are a mess, haven't changed one bit, hasn't done anything at all to help the schools, even though he gave them a billion extra dollars out of the blue by raising everyone's taxes to ridiculous rates and passing a gigantic business tax that we never had in our history. Is life better in Nevada with that tax? Anybody think schools are better? And was the only Republican governor in America to go along with Obamacare? And then the Piece de Resistance gave driver's licenses to illegals? And since then, we've never won another race. With friends like him, who needs enemies? Democrats are just as good as him. And that was a Republican who won by landslides. He was useless. He did us no good. None. So some Republicans we can live without, number one. Number two, you're going to elect anyone who runs against Liz Cheney will beat her in a primary. A dog, my dog Bubba, would beat Liz Cheney in a primary, and Bubba would go on to win in Wyoming and be our next Wyoming United States congressman. That's number one. And then number two is, let's get to Mitt Romney. Utah is the single most Republican state in America other than Wyoming and Oklahoma. Those are the three most Republican states in America. And my dog Bubba could beat Mitt Romney in the United States Senate primary for Republicans in Wyoming, excuse me, in Utah. And then Bubba would go on to represent Utah in the U.S. Senate. So it doesn't, in those two instances, you're sometimes right, my good friend Hollis, but in those two instances, it does not matter in any way, shape, or form. You could run anybody in the world in a Republican primary, and they would beat Liz Cheney, and then that Republican would win the general election, so that's fine. And you could run, at this point, anyone in the world in Utah for U.S. Senate to beat Mitt Romney, and that's, he's not up for like another 4 years anyway, so all this talk for Romney's meaningless. But when he is up, I believe he'll be beat in the primary, and whoever beats him, that Republican will go on to win the Senate in Utah. So it doesn't matter. Got to get rid of people like this. Horrible, backstabbing people. Awful, awful people. Remember, Mitt Romney voted twice to impeach Trump. That's insanity. Both times over absurd reasons. I mean, just beyond absurd. You can listen to Trump's speech 1,000 times. And he never, ever encouraged an insurrection in Washington, had nothing to do with it. And there never was an insurrection in Washington. The whole story's now been debunked. Nobody was killed by anyone. It wasn't an armed insurrection. Nobody had a gun. The policeman died of a stroke, natural causes. No Republican killed him with a fire extinguisher. And they got a little out of hand, and the police let him in, the Capitol, let him in. So that's just, you know, and the first time was a Russian, a Ukraine phone call, which was the most perfect phone call ever. Just like his speech for the insurrection, they called it. His speech was fantastic. There's nothing to impeach him on. Biden's done more in 100 days to be impeached than Trump ever did his whole life. Insanity. The whole government is run by traitors. Even under Trump was all enemies of the American people and traitors. And now under Biden, they've all come out. And they're destroying us minute by minute, second by second. 100 days of communism. That's the other thing. Republicans need to stop playing their game and calling them liberals, progressives, socialists. The average American's a moron, doesn't even know what socialist is. The average Democrat is a moron, doesn't even know what socialist is. They like socialism. Call them what they are. They're communists. Biden and his crew are communists.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is urging hesitant Americans to get vaccinated now.
By the end of the summer, we'll be in a very different position than we are now.
During an appearance in Southern Virginia, Biden noting the ongoing progress with the COVID-19 vaccine distribution program, including with people 65 and older.
People over 65 years of age, over 80%, have now been vaccinated. and 66% fully vaccinated.
Five illegal immigrants are being charged in connection with a large human smuggling case in southeast Texas. Federal prosecutors say two Mexicans, two Hondurans, and an El Salvador native teamed up to stash over 90 people inside a Houston home. The victims were discovered on Friday after a woman called 911 saying her brother was being held for ransom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies
are... Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, the Warriors with you. Before I get to my esteemed guest, Liz Peek, I want to mention the Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. They just announced over the weekend that inflation is through the roof. Who announced it? Not the government, not Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris. It was Warren Buffett in his annual meeting that said inflation is through the roof and government won't admit it. And I don't always agree with Buffett. I think he's pretty liberal, and he was a big Obama friend and lover. But in the end, he's sure smart about money, and he sees what I see. Inflation is out of control, and with the spending of Biden, you're going to see such massive inflation down the pike. And the only way to counteract it is gold and silver. That's where Michael and Rich and the Asset Strategies team come in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. AssetStrategies.com. Always tell them War sent you, and you will get the best deal available on earth. Liz Peek is with us, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. LizPeek.com is the name of her website, Liz, L-I-Z, Peek, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Always enjoy it. You've got a column at FoxNews.com about Biden flip-flopping on racism, and here's what prompted his new message, you say. Well, tell us, educate us. What prompted his new message?
Oh, I think they're seeing polling that suggests that the Democrats have overplayed the race card. They have inserted race into absolutely every single issue, infrastructure, COVID, education, of course, just about everything you can think of. Climate, for heaven's sakes, we're supposed to think that the people coming up from Central America are coming before because of climate change, which is a little off topic, but I mean, it's completely nuts. But I think people should, you know, take a moment to recognize that Biden has basically been party to turning our country absolutely upside down over the past year and repeatedly asserting that America is a racist nation, indoctrinating, rolling out enormous educational programs to indoctrinate our kids to think that America is a racist nation. And then, you know, kind of overnight, he has a change of heart and he comes on TV and says, oh, I don't think Americans are racist. What's he talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about. By the way, though, I think the interesting thing is Kamala Harris did almost exactly the same thing in the same time frame. And I think that, you know, Democrats are very good at writing scripts, and this is their new script. The American people aren't racist, but the country is suffering many vestiges of slavery, and so, in effect, our institutions are racist. I don't believe it. I think that this country is beyond that. I think, of course, there's racism between individuals. There's always going to be that in every country of the world. But to say that the fundamentals, as, by the way, Biden's UN ambassador claimed, the fundamental founding doctrine of our country was racist, is not true. And I think it's the most offensive, pernicious message that the Democrats have brought us recently, and that's saying quite a bit.
Well, and if you look in the news, Liz, I see so many examples every single day. Of course, never in the mainstream news, but in, you know, in conservative news, you'll see story after story that shows how racist Democrats are. And it's not, I'm not just talking about black Democrats who say very anti-white things. That's certainly racism. But I'm really talking about mostly white liberals who say terribly anti-white things. And I, the reason I bring it up is because I went to Columbia University, 79 through 83. And my classmate, of course, class of 83 was Barack Obama. And I'll tell you what, the number one thing I remember from Columbia is how I got there as a, you know, as a butcher's son, a blue-collar kid, and I get there and I meet all these incredibly, you know, incredibly rich, spoiled brats from rich families, and every one of them is white, and they all hate white people. I've never seen anything like it in my life. So nothing has changed. 40 years later, almost 35 plus years later, you know, you have a country filled with white liberals who are just like the kids I met at elite Columbia University.
Yeah.
They're white and they have guilt and they hate white people. Strangest thing I'd ever seen. I never got it.
Well,
and I still don't get it.
It really is. It really is strange. And if you, you know, we've heard this actually over the past year that the people leading the marches and the protests, the people in the corporations demanding that the CEOs speak up against racism, join that, support the BLM movement and stuff, mostly as young white liberal girls, actually,
yes.
Women,
right.
Who are driving this bus. And I think what's happening now is that some of these people are beginning to say, well, wait a minute, you know, is this really... is this really the prospect that I want? Is now moving to the suburbs and are and having a nice life? And oh, wait a minute! All this stuff's going to cost me a huge amount in higher taxes. Wait a minute! Let's rethink.
How about because I'm white? How about because I'm white?
Yeah.
You know, there have been talks about that's how you're going to do reparations. You're going to have different tax rates for whites and blacks.
Yep.
That's the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's crazy. The one great thing about America is, you know, next to me is a black guy, I'm a white guy, and the other side is a lesbian, on the other side is a person from Mexico, just got here. We all pay the same tax rates. You can't say because of your race or because of your sex or your sexual orientation, you're going to have a different tax rate, you know, because there's a good sex orientation. Lesbian, there's a bad one, straight white male. It's all so bizarre. I don't even know what to say, what country I'm living in anymore.
It is bizarre. And if you remember, in California, I'm thinking back now because I think we did a segment on this on Bulls and Bears, which has been off the air for a year. But there was a thing where they were in California going to make parking tickets and traffic violations. Your fee would depend on your color or what
strata
you were
wow.
in. Oh, my God, it was so crazy. And it may not have been racial. It may just have been income, you know, in terms of what you could afford and stuff. But amazingly, the reporter went and interviewed people on the street. They went, yeah, that kind of makes sense, I guess. It looks like, what?
It's California. California.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
wacko.
California. Exactly.
Let me tell you what's happening here, Liz. I think you'll be fascinated to hear what's happening here, you know, because you're a New Yorker and you don't get out to Vegas, right? When was the last time you were in Vegas?
No. A long time ago.
Yeah, so Vegas is, you know, just like Florida, I guess, and just like other places, Texas, I assume, but no one could be hotter in the country than Vegas. And I don't mean the temperature. I mean, you can't buy a house here. The articles every day in the paper, you cannot buy a house. If you try and buy a house, Liz, if you came here tomorrow, you'd have to buy the house that you see on the spot. Let's say they want $500,000. You'd have to walk in the door, walk around for 1 minute, and then say, I'll take it for $575,000. If you have any chance to get it, that's what a hot market. The entire California and many in New York are moving right here, and also to Arizona, and also to Texas, and also to Florida. So the proof is in the pudding, right? People don't like this stuff. They're all leaving blue states, and they're all coming to low tax or no tax, kind of red, kind of free states. You know, Nevada's actually kind of blue lately, but our tax system is completely red. You know, we have zero state income tax, zero business tax, zero capital gains tax, zero inheritance tax.
The risk to you, the risk to Florida, the risk to Texas is all these people come. In Florida, they are completely frisked about the fact that so many liberal New Yorkers are moving down there, and they're very concerned it's going to turn around their politics. I mean, that's the risk to Nevada. In fact, you've seen that in Nevada. So
yeah, Nevada's already ruined. It's already Democrats. The question is, could we get enough Republicans who are sick of California to move here to flip it back the other way? Because we're already ruined. So, I mean, there's only one chance now that we could try and get a lot of red people to leave California because they're so disgusted. So, and that's what I'm seeing. I mean, so far, you know, every time we meet someone who's looking for a new house, they're from California, and they're like, oh my God, the people there are crazy. I'm a Republican. I'm running away. So hopefully the people coming now are Republicans who hate high taxes. Hopefully. That's the thought.
I hope for your sake. And it's not just high taxes. It's also making it absolutely impossible to run a small business. I mean, one of the things that people see California and New York for is better opportunity to run a business because the labor laws, I don't have to tell you, in California are just completely cumbersome and expensive, and they make life impossible for employers. So what's happening is, and the same is true in New York for sure, they're losing not just individuals, they're losing businesses. And That right. means the opportunities are growing elsewhere. Look, the reason California is going to lose one seat, I think, I thought it was going to be two, but I think
yeah, it's only one. Yeah,
in the House, unfortunately, and New York is losing.
New York
one.
Only one too.
Yeah, I know. I actually, the numbers really did suggest more of a change than that. But anyway, they're losing, and the states that are open, free, low tax, positive business environment states are gaining seats. That's very positive.
But, Liz, you didn't see the news over the weekend that several members, Republican members of Congress, are suggesting, just like I have suggested, the election was rigged. I believe the census was rigged. It's not true. I think California lost two or three seats. I think New York lost two or three.
Yeah.
Biden played with the numbers. Biden got in, and he played with the numbers. I'll bet you money. Now, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to prove it any more than I know that we're ever going to be able to prove the election was rigged. But I'm just telling you, if you're a smart person, common sense, gut instinct says the election was rigged, gut instinct says the census, New York should have lost multiple, so should California,
yeah.
and places like Texas and Florida should have gained three and four and five, not one. So something's wrong. Can you stay through the break for one more segment, Liz?
Sure, of course.
Great. Lots more to talk to you about involving your columns at Fox News and The Hill. A couple things I want to get into. Very interesting topics. Liz Peek, her website is LizPeek.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root. The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too, plus supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get two for one. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show is 60 Plus. And I'm Wayne Allen Root for the 60 Plus Association. Can you believe it? This July, I'm hitting the big 6-0. Thank God I saw a bunch of people on... Was it Friday night or Saturday night, actually? It was the big Republican event in Las Vegas, Clark County Republican event, and everybody that saw me said, oh, my gosh, you look so young. I mean, I look 10 years younger than 60, at least, thank God, but I am hitting the big 6-0 this summer, and so suddenly the 60-plus association is just what the doctor ordered. I'm joining millions of Americans in the 60-plus group, and you know what? We've got power, and it's time to use it. Like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Do you know that senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion and a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000? Americans over 60 possess tremendous wealth and therefore can wield tremendous power. And now is the time to leverage that power and take our country back. The 60-plus association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union for anyone 60 and above. Like me, we represent you and only you. We give 180% to you, 24-7, just like a union. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear message to Wall Street. Join 60plus.org right now, 60plus.org, 60plus.org. Join and become a member right now. Liz Peek is with us, and her column at Fox News is about Biden, after 100 days finally telling the truth, cutting U.S. carbon emissions will not matter at all. Tell us what he had to say and what the story is about, Liz.
So I really found this pretty interesting. I was watching Biden's speech, and he said something to the effect that, as all of you know, the United States only accounts for 15% of carbon emissions. What we do won't matter at all. If we do everything perfectly, it won't matter at all. And then he talked about the other 85% of the world, which, you know, is basically where the emissions growth is coming from. And I heard that, and I thought, wait a minute, what did he just say?
Because sounds like Trump.
It's true. It's true, but they don't want you to know that no matter what we do in the United States, we could put all the cars in the ocean. We could outlaw, drilling for oil, mining for coal. No matter what we do, it isn't going to matter because the 85%, that is to say the rest of the world's emissions, are growing. And why are they growing? Because of China and India, which has very fast-growing populations. They're industrializing like mad. And their emissions are going to grow 85%, 1% a year. So we could just clobber our economy, which is what Biden wants to do, by the way. This is not scratching the surface. If you start banning fracking and canceling the construction of natural gas pipelines, as they're doing in New York State right now, et cetera, we're going to have rolling blackouts in various parts of the country, as they already have in California. You're going to put hundreds of thousands of people out of work. And
don't forget about the bills.
Right?
The electric bills.
And the cost of electricity is going to go through the roof. Already in California,
right.
I think it's 50% higher than
right.
the rest of the country. That's what's going to happen to the country. And how it is, you know, why don't people ever look at what's going on or how these policies are working or not working where they're actually in place? California is a great sort of test market for an awful lot of things progressives want to do. None of it is working. It's kind
right.
of amazing,
and,
isn't it?
Well, listen, that's one of the reasons people are moving from California to Vegas.
Yeah,
the
of
other
course,
thing
I
is,
know. We just
right? It's,
that.
It's not just taxes. It's the electric bill. I mean, I think you could have like a 2,000-square-foot house in California, and it costs $1 million. And in Vegas, you could have a 4,000-square-foot house, and it costs $500,000. So it's half as much, twice the size. And your electric bill will go from like $800 a month down to $300 a month when you come to Nevada, because we don't rely on green energy. So therefore, our electric bills are cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, there's this sort of mythology that no one's going to really pay for this. That just isn't right. And a lot of people are going to pay with their jobs, but a lot of people across the country are also going to pay in terms of higher energy costs. Everything about this whole Green New Deal thing is wrong. We are already transferring to cleaner energy. We're dropping most coal plants and burning more natural gas, which is significantly cleaner. More can be done. We can actually burn coal and make it clean coal. All these things are possible, but there is this sort of mindset that the government should intervene here and take over the energy production in our country. And I can just absolutely guarantee you it will not work. Solyndra was one example. There will be hundreds more bankruptcies of that sort, of money just spent on foolish things that don't work. And this administration, it was hilarious to have Joe Biden make this comment, which is true. He actually told the truth for once, but nobody picked up on it. I mean, nobody even heard, I think. No one listened to the speech is really the bottom line, but it's a pretty shocking admission.
All right. Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is Liz Peek, P-E-E-K. .com, and we enjoy having you on the show as always, Liz. Thanks for enlightening us, educating us, empowering us. Liz Peek, have a great weekend. The weekend just ended, didn't it? Have a great week. Have a great day. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Take care.
Wayne Allen Root. Weekend just ended. I'm looking for another weekend, obviously. I wish my weekend was, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come to work on Monday, and then you go back to the weekend again. Wouldn't that be nice? Life would be great if that was all of our weekends, wouldn't it? But I try and make your 3 hours every afternoon enjoyable right here like a weekend. I get to do all the work for 3 hours, the heavy lifting. My mouth never stops flapping. And the rest of you get entertained. Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Have a great 6 minute break.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
82.